Yesterday we left off the story. The Mahaprabhu was glorifying the Brahman and telling him how happy he was to accept food in his house. And the Brahman was feeling overwhelmed because he was merely a Vipra. He was a Vipra advanced in various Vedic knowledges and sciences. But Madhavendrapuri had recognized Vaishnava Achar within his life. Because he exhibited the qualities and behavior of Vaishnava, he was accepted by Madhavendrapuri and given Diksha, Vaishnava Diksha. So he's no longer a Vedic Vipra or a Vedic Brahman. He's still a Vedic Brahman, but not merely a Vedic Brahman or a Vipra, learned in material sciences, Jyotirved, Ayurved, etc., Dhanurved. But now he was a Vaishnava. And not only, but a very high-class Vaishnava with this mood of Vrindavan, Brajabhav, received from Madhavendrapuri. So he felt great humility that the Lord, this high-class, first of all, high-class Bengali Brahmin, Mishra, Jagannath Mishra's son, coming from the very illustrious family of Nilambara Chakravarti Thakur and Jagannath Mishra, he was willing to accept food from his hand. He felt overwhelmed. He felt so humble. And this is what he told to Lord Chaitanya at that time in Mathura, in his house 500 years ago. Tomare bhikshu diva, bara bhagya se amar, tumi ishvar nahi tomar vidhi vyavahar. It is a great fortune for me to offer you food. You are the Supreme Lord, and being in the transcendental position, you are not restricted in any way. Ishvara vidhi vyavahar. There is no vidhis, vidhi vyavahar. The Lord is transcendental. The king is above the law. Yeah, this phrase. The king makes the law, but he's above the law. He can follow it, he can break it, he can do what he likes. It's his kingdom and his law. No one can say, hey, wait a minute, the king is not following the law. Acha. Off you go. Bye-bye. No more protest movement. Make one protest and off with your protesting element. Your head is cut off. The king can do no wrong. King is above the law. So the Supreme King of Kings is God. So he's transcendental. There's so many laws and restrictions for a sannyasi. You can't eat with this lower class caste Brahmin. But he's ignoring the law, the social law. It's called smarta, the law of smarta. Because this Brahmin, this Vipra, was a smarta. And smartas follow the smriti. Smriti means so many yamas and niyamas, so many rules and regulations, guiding their behavior, their actions, their puja, their goal. And now Lord Chaitanya comes along and says, to hell with the smriti. I'm not following any of the rules. I'm following the rule of love. And as we said, in love there's no rules. So the rule of love is, I see love in your heart, special kind of love, this braja prem. And that's the prem I'm searching for. That's the prem I'm relishing. And that prem makes me go above the law. It makes me go beyond the law, above the law, in my actions in dealing with you. Yes, certainly I'll accept food from your house. Why? First of all, you're initiated by Madhavendrapuri. And second of all, he also, as the Brahman told, we heard, Madhavendrapuri also came to your house and also took food from your hand. So if it's good enough for Madhavendrapuri, who is my param guru, Madhavendrapuri is a guru of Ishwarpuri, Ishwarpuri is a guru of Lord Chaitanya. If your food from your hand is good enough for my param guru, then it's good enough for me. So he's judging the person not on the basis of social standard or social position, but he's judging the person on the content of his heart. The heart content, the matter of his heart. What is his heart made of? And what is the purity, the realization of faith and of his heart, the Krishna content. The Krishna content of his heart. That's what he was being judged by. Not by externals. Not by social externals or the rules and regulations of smriti. Love is beyond smriti. Mercy above justice, love above power. The Brahman goes on. Murka loka kari beka tomara nindan sahite na parimuse dushte na vachan. O Mahaprabhu, foolish people will blaspheme you. In other words, the murkas, the other smartas, they're supposed to be smart, but they're murka. The smartas who follow the smritis, the very proud vipras, polished Brahmins, cultured, educated, refined, proud Brahmins. He's saying these smartas are actually stupid. They're not so smart. These smartas are murka. Murka loka kari beka tomara nindan. So he's saying these foolish people, like these other vipras that I met you with when in the Keshaji Mandir and Mathura, when I first met you and danced with you and fell at your feet and you raised me up and embraced me, these other vipras that were with me and observed the thing, of course they also danced. They were special. But they're foolish people. They will blaspheme you. They'll make blasphemy, offenses to you. It says, Morka loka karibeka tomara nindan. We say saroninda, nindan, nindana. It means saroninda, Vaishnav ninda. It means offense of. But I shall not tolerate the words of such mischievous people. Sahite, sahate parimu. Sahite na parimu. I shall not be able to tolerate. Dushtera vachan. The words, vachan of dushta, dushtamana. Even sounds like a bad thing. Somebody says, dushtamana, bad mind, dirty mind. Dushtamana, dushtajana. Dushtavachan. Dushtavachan. Sounds heavy, doesn't it? So there's blasphemous. But my Lord, you are my Lord. You are the Supreme Lord. You are Mahaprabhu. You are God. I'm recognizing it. And how can I, as your surrendered devotee, how can I tolerate it? So please, because it's all about eating, taking food from his hand. The Lord is willing. The Lord wants to. He's willing. He's there. He's at his house. And the Lord is giving so many arguments from his side. Yes, it's okay. It's sanctioned. I want to do it. I'm following the parampara. I'm following the Mahajanacharyas. I'm following the line, the prem parampara, the parampara of premi bhaktas. I'm not following the smartas. I'm not following vidhi nisheda. I'm not following vidhi nisheda, lokadharma, lokavichara. I'm not following lokavichara, vidhi-visheda. I'm following the prem parampara of premi bhaktas, Madhavendra Puri, Ishvara Puri, my guru, my param guru, in my own heart. I want to take food from your house, from your hand. That's why I've come to your house. I've accepted your nivedan, your invitation. Now you're denying me? Oh my Lord, it's not like this. It's just because you're my Lord. And the last thing I would ever want to see happen is that someone would say something bad about you because I would be the cause of that bad statement, that dushtavachan. That dushtavachan would be caused by me. Because from my hand I gave you food. You're saying you don't care, to hell with everybody, what do I care? I care about you, I care about your love. Let the whole world go to hell. Let them say whatever they say. I'm here for you. You're here. You live for me. I live for you. This is the love of the Lord, the all-encompassing view and heart of the Lord. The Lord's devotee has his viewpoint also. And he has his heart also. And he's thinking, but my Lord, you're everything to me. If someone simply says one bad word about your name or character or behavior, then I'll kill myself. My life, I can't bear to live. I will not tolerate the words of these mischievous people. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati says, although that Sanodiya Brahma did not belong to a superior community, he fearlessly chastised the caste Brahmanas. Caste Brahmins means smartas. Vaidic Brahmins, vipras, smartas. He fearlessly chastised the caste Brahmins, because this is the foolish people, as I mentioned. The Murkas, he's calling these pandits and smartas Murka. These foolish people, these foolish Brahmins, Murka. They will blaspheme, they will do saroninda and dushtavachan. First they'll make offense in their mind. Then they'll speak badly. First ninda begins in the mind. Offensive mentality, then dushtavachan, bad speech, blasphemous speech. So he was, this lower caste Brahmin, he was fearlessly chastising them. How could he do that? Because he was situated on the platform of Shuddha Bhakti, pure devotional service. So therefore he was fearless. Krishna is my friend. Konteya pratijanihi name bhakti pranashati. I will not perish. Nothing can happen to me. There are people who are opposed to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's accepting a Vaishnava belonging to a lower caste. Therefore, they are described as murka, foolish, and dushta, mischievous. A pure devotee has the power to challenge such high caste people. And his brave statements are not to be considered proud or puffed up. On the contrary, he is considered to be straightforward. Such a person does not like to flatter high-class brahmanas who belong to the non-Vaishnava community. So now this conversation is going on in the house of the Sanadiya Brahman. Lord Chaitanya is there. Sanadiya Brahman is there. Maybe his wife is there, some children. Then the servant of Lord Chaitanya is there, Balabhadra Bhattacharya, one Brahman from Navadvip, traveling with the Lord. Maybe a few other Brijbasis are there. Very confidential, intimate conversation going on. The Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's pleading on behalf of his beloved devotee. He's basically saying, "Oh my devotee, I have accepted you fully in my heart. Oh my devotee, I don't care anything about your varna, your ashram. I love you. You're my devotee. You're dedicated to me. Atmana Vedanam, you're dedicated to me. That's all that matters. Nothing else matters in this world. Name, fame, gain, family, friends, society, anything. Nothing else matters at all. Because you've accepted me as everything in your life, and therefore, I have accepted you as everything in my life. Naham vipro nacha narapati napivaisha na shudra naham varni nacha grihapatir nova nashto yirtirava. Kintu prodhyani kala paramananda purnabhritavdeya gopi bhartu parakamalaya das 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 anadas. You're my das. That's everything to me. And I'm your Prabhu. And I'm everything to you. What more matters? Nothing else matters. This Brahman may say that, that Brahman may say this. Who cares? Give me food from your hand. Please. Oh no, my Lord, no, I can't do that, please. Because I know what they'll say, these foolish vipras, these murkas. They will do ninda, they will do offense, and I can't tolerate it. Then what does Lord Chaitanya say? In response, Prabhu kahe, Shruti Smriti, Jata Rishigan, Sabhi Eka Matanahi, Bina Bina Dharma. The Vedas, Puran, and great learned sages are not always in agreement with one another. Ek Mata. Ek Mata Nahi. They don't always agree. Their Mati, their consideration or discrimination or idea. Consequently, there are different religious principles. In other words, there's a lot of divided ideas out there. There's a lot of divided opinions. And this is a point which we've been discussing. Now, Lord Chaitanya is making this point, so we should hear it. We should hear this point. This is a statement that Lord Chaitanya made to the Sanadiya Brahman. And this is called Sri Chaitanya Shikshamrita, the nectarine instructions of Lord Chaitanya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this is a teaching for one time and one person and one place. One time, 500 years ago, and one place, Mathura, and the house of this Brahman, and it was meant for one person, the Sanadiya Brahman of the lower caste Brahman society. Now, this instruction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is meant for all people. It is also meant for all people in all times and all places. So we are some of those all people. And this is one of those all times, and this is one of those all places. So listen very attentively to this instruction, which is part of the reply that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave to the Sanadiya Brahman. Dharma stapana hetu sadura vyavahar puri gosani raje acharanase dharmasar. A devotee's behavior establishes the true purpose of religious principles. The behavior of Madhavendra Puri Goswami is the essence of such religious principles. Dharma stapana hetu sadhura vyavahar. And vyavahar, sadhu vyavahar, the behavior of the sadhu, the etiquette, the behavior, the characteristics, sadhu, this stapana, this means to establish, it fixes, it makes the foundation, it creates the foundation, it builds the foundation of dharma, the behavior. Dharma stapana hetu. This is establishes. And he says, Puri Gosai Acharana. So the behavior, in other words, the behavior of Puri Goswami, this is the essence. Sehi Dharma Sar. First he says like this, Lord Chaitanya is saying, this is a principle that Dharma, religion, the proper duty of the human being, the proper duty, the proper action and activity of the human being in relation to God. Because Dharma, in one sense, Dharma means proper adjustment of the environment in relation to God. This is Dharma. Dharma means proper adjustment of the environment in relation to God. So Dharma Stapana means to establish the principles of religion. So Lord Chaitanya said, how is this done? How are the principles of religion established? And he said, it's established by the behavior of the devotees. We already discussed that yesterday about Sanatana Goswami was glorifying Haridas Thakur, that you're doing very good prachar, and you're backing that prachar with very good achar. Your preaching is very wonderful, and your behavior is very wonderful. Sanatana Goswami said, some people, they preach very nicely, but they don't behave nicely. And then he said, but some people behave very nicely, mannerly, but they don't preach, they're quiet, they're doing their own life, private life. So there's some flaw in both. Behaving nicely, that's good. But not preaching, that's bad. And preaching nicely is good. But behaving badly, that's not good. So if you're preaching very nicely and behaving very nicely, that's the best combination. So Haridas Thakur was a perfect exemplar of that combination of proper behavior and proper speaking of Krishna, Krishna Katha, Krishna conscious behavior and Harikatha, speaking Harikatha. So he was called Nam Acharya. Namacharya Thakur Haridas, or Haridas Thakur. So, this is a point that behavior, in other words, Gaudiya Vaishnavism means that we wear our philosophy. Just like you wear clothes. Oh, you look so pretty, a blue dress and green jacket and this and that, look so handsome, look so pretty, nice jewelry, this, that. What is the content of your heart? What is your personality? What is the content of your heart? Then we say, oh my God, you're like a snake. You're like a snake, you're like a tigress, like an elephant, like a bull, like a, so inconsiderate and hard. And so in Gaudiya Vaishnavism, we just as a person wears their fancy colorful clothes, but their heart or behavior might be like animalistic or bestial. One may have bestial mentality or completely devoid of all sensitivities. And the culture of a proper, loving, caring human being. He or she may be a completely self-centered, selfish, egoistic, psychotic. To really lay it on thick. And so although they may dress very fancy, very clean, and prim and pretty, but their heart is black as coal. And their minds are as poisonous as cyanide. Their hearts are as black as coal, and their minds are as poisonous as cyanide, like vishamana, poison. So this is not good. But a devotee, non-devotee may be wearing fancy clothes, but they have no character, no quality, no personality. They're vicious vipers and beastly people. But devotees, Gaudiya Vaishnava especially, they wear their behavior, their philosophy is their behavior. They distribute Krishna consciousness by their behavior, Krishna conscious behavior, because all their behavior is based on love. Their behavior is based on their philosophy, and a philosophy is love. Behavior is simply an expression of your thinking, and your thinking is your philosophy, your way of life, your outlook of life. So their philosophy is love of God. So when you love God, you love everyone else too. Because everyone's a child of God. Children of God. So that's the philosophy. The philosophy is bhakti or prem, loving God. So then when you express that philosophy, that's your behavior, loving behavior. can't but be. Otherwise, there's a dichotomy. If there's a difference between your behavior and your philosophy. So very much in Gaudiya Vaishnava, if you learn the behavior and you don't wear it and don't exhibit it, then you haven't realized it. It's called Gyan without Vigyan. Vigyan is the behavior. Gyan is the philosophy. So both are required to make an all-round, to be an all-rounder. Be an all-rounder in Gaudiya Vaishnavism. You must have philosophy and behavior. And this point, that's why I said, please hear this point, because this point is for all of us. A devotee's behavior establishes the true purpose, Dharma Sar. Dharma Sar means the essence of Dharma. What is the essence of Dharma? What is Dharma Sar? Dharma, we can say, means religion. So what's the essence of religion? What is the quintessence of religion? What is the highest, most concentrated form of religion? Bolo? Love of God. Love of the Supreme Personality of God. To realize Brahman, that's also an expression of religion. That's Dharma. To realize Brahman, Brahman realization, Paramatma realization is also Dharma. And just serving humanity is a type of loka dharma. But the essence of all dharma is the essence of all reality. What is the essence of all reality? The Supreme Personality of Godhead. Mumayavamcho jiva loke jiva buddha sanatana. And everyone is the eternal part and parcel of the Lord. So the essence, the highest expression, the most concentrated form of religion and dharma is love of God. Higher than Brahman is Paramatma realization. Higher than Paramatma realization is Bhagavan realization. And the highest form of Bhagavan realization is not Sarupya Mukti or Saloki Mukti, but it's an active serving relationship in a tight bondage of love. This is Prem, Braja Prem. This is the topmost essence of religion. Brihad Bhagavatamrita explains all these different hierarchies. The hierarchies of holy dham, the hierarchy of different dhams, the hierarchy of different devotees, and the hierarchy of different forms of Bhagavan, and the hierarchy of different loving... hierarchy of different forms of loving relationship between Bhagavan and his devotees. So you might say, oh, they're pure devotees. Hanuman is a pure devotee. The Pandavas are pure devotee. Buddha is a pure devotee. Prahlad is a pure devotee. So it's all one? No, there's levels of purity, levels of intimacy, levels of rasa, different forms of the Lord, different dhams of the Lord. So much hierarchy. Everywhere there's hierarchy. Everywhere there's... it's not all homogeneous oneness. But the essence of all of that, when he's saying Dharma Sar, the Dharma Sar is pure love of God. And in the essence of that, pure love of God is the highest form of pure love of God in Vaikuntha becomes the love of God in Braj. And the essence of love in Braj is Dasya Prem, and then you have Sakya Prem, Vatsalya Prem, and Madhurya Prem. And the essence of Madhurya Prem is Madanakya Mahabhav, the Mahabhav Prem of Radharani. So if someone is connected with that flow, someone's connected with that flow of love, or that interaction of love at the level of Mahabhav, he is situated in the essence, the Dharma Sar, the highest essence of all religion. And that's where Madhavendra Puri is coming from, that quarter, from that center. Madhavendra Puri is coming from that, Ishwar Puri is coming, Lord Chaitanya, the son of the Brahman. So he's saying, so Lord Chaitanya, first he makes the principle, he says, a devotee's behavior establishes the true purpose of religious principles. Dharma stapana hetu sadura vyavahara. So this is the principle. Then Lord Chaitanya said, my dear son of the Brahman, don't you know that this is the principle? That the essence of all religion, which is prema, Krishna prema, prema pamartha mahan, the essence of all goals of life and the essence of all religion is braja prema, gopi prema. So he's saying, don't you understand, my dear son of the Brahman, Mathura Brahman, that the Dharma Sar, what is establishing the Dharma Stapan? How do we establish religion or Dharma? We establish it through the behavior of the devotees. Sarvyavahara. Sarvyavahara. Their behavior, their actions, their dealings, their movements, their seva, their speaking. Their social intercourse. This is how it's established. It's not just written in a book. It's not some grant, the holy grant. Granta Sahib. Quran, and Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam. It's a living principle, active living principle. Living, breathing, walking, moving, talking. Dharma talks. Dharma talks. Dharma walks. Dharma speaks, thinks, feels. This is Dharma. Living Dharma. It's not a philosophy, armchair philosophy, bookshelf philosophy, dry philosophy. As much as you are alive, that's as much as this philosophy is alive. This is the real life. This is the living philosophy. The living philosophy. Gaudiya Vaishnava is the most living. It's the highest expression of life. Because the highest expression of life is love. And the highest form of love is the love between Krishna and the gopis in Braj. The highest expression of love. So first he says that. And then he says, now what's an example of this Sarva-Vyavahara? Lord Chaitanya says, the behavior of Madhavendra Puri is the essence of such religious principles. First he says that a sadhu, by his behavior, he establishes religious principles. So then the Brahmin says, yes, a sadhu established. And then he says, and do you know there's one big sadhu, there's one famous sadhu named Madhavendra Puri. And his behavior, the behavior of Madhavendra Puri, it not only establishes religious principles, Dharma Stapana, but it is a Dharma Sara. It is the essence of all religious principles. And then the Brahmin is saying, yes. Then the next thing he's going to say, so therefore, because this is true, and he came to your house, this Madhavendra Puri came to your house, this was his vyavahar, this was his behavior, that he came to your house and took food from you, a low-class Brahmin, and even initiated you. Therefore, because this establishes religion, and this is the essence of religion, give me something to eat. See how much you have to preach philosophy just to get a bite to eat. It's amazing. You invite somebody over for lunch and then you have to have a 1 hour philosophical discourse before you can get a chapati. You have the guest has to convince the host of the qualification to receive the prasad. Are you qualified? Am I qualified to give to you? I know you're qualified and you want to receive. So then there's an extremely lengthy purport of like two solid pages of impossibly small print to read. And you can read that. That's chapter 17, verse 185 in Madhya Lila. It talks about being a karmavir, a successful karmic, fruit of worker is a karmavir. Vira means one of strength and power and fruit of activities. Karma Vira, there's Mahatma Karma Vira. So many things. And Prabhupada says here, the behavior of a devotee is the criterion for all other behavior. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself followed the devotional principles and taught others to follow them. Mahaprabhu personally followed the behavior of Madhavendra Puri and advised others to follow this principle. Unfortunately, people have been attracted to the material body since time immemorial. That's what's that. So, this is an important point about behavior. Try to finish this. Lord Chaitanya continued by saying one verse. Tarko pratishta shutayo vibhinna nasavrishir yasya matam nabhinnam dharmasya tatvam nihitam guhayam mahajano yena kata savanta. Very famous verse, especially the last couple lines. This is from the quoted in Mahabharata. Prabhupada often quoted it so many times. Mahajano yena kata sapanta. Mahajano yena kata sapanta. Prabhupada said, we must follow the path of the Mahajans. Dharmasya tattvam nihitam guhayam. Dharmasya tattvam, the truth of religion. Where do you find it? Is it in the books? Do you find it? You can never understand any spiritual book without a teacher. You can never understand any science book in college without a teacher. Teachers required. Guru, eyes. Guru chakshus. Dharmasya tattvam nihitam guhayam. The truths of Dharma are hidden in the hearts. Nihitam guhayam. Guhayam means gufa, gupta, gupi, gopi. Hidden, guhayam. They're hidden in the hearts of the devotees. So this verse is quoted. This was spoken by Lord Chaitanya. Originally it's from Mahabharata. Yudhisthira spoke this in his Vanaparva. Yudhisthira speaking about Dharma. So the translation is Tarka. Tarka pratishta shrutiya bibina. He says by tarka, by arguments, dry arguments, by shruti, dry arguments are inconclusive. A great personality whose opinion does not differ from others is not considered a great sage. Simply by studying the Vedas, which are variegated, one cannot come to the right path by which religious principles are understood. The solid truth. It's very interesting. I love this term, Prabhupada, the way it translates. Solid truth. Dharmasya tattvam. Dharmasya tattvam is the truth of religious principles. But Prabhupada translates Dharmasya tattvam as solid truth. Not liquid truth. Not vaporous truth or liquid truth or gaseous truth. Or airy truth. Solid truth. Case hardened, solid steel. Solid truth of religious principles is hidden in the heart of an unadulterated, self-realized person. Consequently, as the Shastras confirm, one should accept whatever progressive path the Mahajans advocate. So Lord Chaitanya is saying, listen, it's devotees, not Shastras, that I want to follow. The Shrutis say this, and first Lord Chaitanya started his argument by saying different Munis have different opinions. Some Munis say these are religious principles, and other Munis say that these other principles are religious principles. And then Lord Chaitanya said, but my opinion is this, that the Saruha Vyavahara, Dharma Stapana, that Dharma is actually established by the behavior of the devotee. And Madhavendra Puri, he is such a high caliber devotee that his behavior is not only establishing Dharma, but it is the essence of Dharma, Dharmasara. Then he quotes the Shastra. That was Lord Chaitanya's statement. And then he quotes the Mahabharata. Yudhisthira, who's a Mahajan, he is one of the Mahajans. Not only is he saying that, but he's one of the Mahajans. Yudhisthira. So then he's saying, well, even by argument, all these great Munis and Rishis, by argument or by Shrutis, they cannot establish. Still, even all these Shastras and all this Dharma, still it's, even despite so many Shastras being written, if you really want to understand the truth and want to get to the essence of the truth, it's hidden inside the heart of the devotee. So don't worry about all these Viparas and what they all say. And then he says, Tave se vipra prabhuke bhiksha karaila madhupuriya lokasabha prabhuke dekite oila. After this discussion, the brahmana served lunch to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Harivo! So it has a happy ending. Will he eat or not eat? To eat or not to eat? That is the question. So this is the good ending, that yes, Lord Chaitanya did get fed after much philosophical wrangling. And quoting various Shastras, the Brahmana was convinced, yes, you are right, I should feed you. To hell with the Viparas of Mathura. Then all the people residing in Mathura came to see the Lord. Madhupuri, that was the old name, Madhupuri. Madhupuri era loka sabha, prabhu ki dekite oila. Laksha sankhya lokai se nahika ganan, bahirahana prabhu dila darshan. Lakhs and lakhs of people came, thousands, hundreds. No one could count them. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came out of the house to give his audience to the people. Harivo! Daigor Harivo! Massive darshan. It was a mela. Because lakhs of people could not fit into the Sanodiya Brahman's living room. How can you fit lakhs of people in your living room? So Lord Chaitanya came outside and said, okay, relax everybody. It's okay, Harivo. Came out to give darshan. Just imagine what a scene that would be. Lakhs and lakhs of people. Lord Chaitanya is eating in the house of the Sanadiya Brahman. Ah, everyone's running. Let's see. Bahu tuli bhali prabhu hari bolo dhwani prema matta natche loka kari hari dhwani. When the people assembled, Mahaprabhu raised his arms and said very loudly, Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Bolo. Hari Bol! George say, Hari Bol! Hari Bol! The people responded to the Lord and became ecstatic. So, become ecstatic. Hari Bol! As if mad, they began to dance and to vibrate the transcendental sound of Hari Hari! Hari Hari! Hari Hari! Hari Hari! Oh, you ate too much chapan bhog, huh? Oh, you had big feasts for Giriraj. Now, Hari Hari, Hari Hari, Hari Hari. Acha? That old chapan bhog. And that is the end of the story. Now, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepts prasadam in the house of the Sanadi of Brahman. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. So tomorrow, by the mercy of the Lord. So this is a very happy, joyous story. Happy ending. Lots of philosophical points for us to consider and reflect upon. And now that was a very nice pastime in Mathura. Tomorrow we'll be in another location. Be filmed live appearance of the Lord. Not in Braj Mandal now. He'll be shifting the venue to another. The shooting is going on in another place. The film, the drama. And we will be there. And tomorrow's story is Lord Chaitanya delivers Amoga, the offender. So you have to tune in tomorrow. Come tomorrow. And find out why, whom did Amoga offend and why? Who was offended? And why did the Lord deliver him? Gaur Hari Bol.